I'm Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Linda Kenyon in Washington. A man accused of killing five people execution style in Cleveland, Texas, is in police custody and charged with five counts of murder. CBS's Janet Shamlian says he's not the only one facing charges.
Two other people were also arrested, including Divamara Nava, the suspect's wife. Authorities say they thought she was helping them find him, right until the moment she was arrested at the home where he was found.
What we believe that Ms. Nava was doing is that she was providing him with material aid and encouragement, food, clothes, and had arranged transport to this house.
A shooter opened fire inside the waiting room of an Atlanta medical office, killing one woman and injuring four others. Georgia Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock spoke out against the latest incident of gun violence, this one in his hometown.
We're not safe at concerts. We're not safe at banks. We're not safe at parades. We're not safe in our own yards and in our own homes. And now, today, we can add medical facilities to that list.
A luxury department store chain is closing its locations in the San Francisco Bay Area. Reporter Jade Hernandez is with KCBS Radio.
Nordstrom's announcement the retailer will not renew its lease at Westfield Mall in downtown San Francisco, nor its Nordstrom Rack located nearby along Market. The department store cited changing dynamics to the downtown area, which has impacted foot traffic.
TV and screenwriters continue their strike against the major studios. KNX reporter John Baird has the story from Hollywood.
The writers plan to be on the picket lines for 8 hours again today, hoping for a new contract with pay increases and better residuals from shows that are being streamed.
So we're all fighting to be able to quit the side jobs that the studios have forced us to take.
The writers say they've been struggling just to pay the bills.
We used to work 40 weeks a year, now we're working 20 weeks a year, and there aren't as many jobs to get to a year.
The studios flatly rejected some union proposals, including one setting a minimum number of writers per show. John Baird for CBS News, Los Angeles.
This is the first time Writers Guild members have walked off the job since 2007. Russian authorities are accusing Ukraine of launching a drone attack on the Kremlin.
Russia has called it an assassination attempt on President Vladimir Putin in a statement saying an attempt to strike the Kremlin residence of the president of the Russian Federation with two unmanned aerial vehicles or drones.
That's CBS's Charlie Daggett. Teachers in Oakland, California are set to hit the picket lines Thursday morning. Several days of contract negotiations failed to reach a deal on pay and other issues. More than 3,000 teachers and staffers plan to walk out. This is CBS News.
Find your next great hire with Indeed. Their hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.
High pay with excellent benefits? Check. Fair treatment and safe work conditions? Check. A paid training program? Check. Check all of your career boxes with the International Union of Painters and Allied Trades of District Council 7. Experienced industrial painters and drywall finishers needed now or become an apprentice. Call Tom Coyne at 262-488-4839 today. 262-488-4839 or go to IUPATDC7.com. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
The Devil's Advocates.
Jake from Milwaukee, you get the last word this hour.
Okay, well, Trump is totally innocent. But it's obvious that George Soros, Nancy Pelosi, BLM, with Antifa, and then Hillary's emails, what, Hunter Biden's laptop, gas, high, Afghanistan, cut and run. I rest my case, Truth.
What about Benghazi, Jake? You forgot Benghazi.
I'm sorry. And Benghazi, I rest my case.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. By the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article in the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music, and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis.
Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha. Live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us. Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Three, two, one. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Hump Day Edition. And lo and behold, there's Dom right here. In the Solidarity Realty Studios, Mad Radio, Madison, Wisconsin. So great to have you here, buddy.
Creedy, good to be with you as well. Evan, work on the board. Good to see you too. The staff here, good to see everyone. Happy hump day to us all.
What brings you to this fine and glorious and highly employed city of Madison, Wisconsin?
I know, dude. If you want to work, you want a job, you come to Madison. I didn't know we were going
not
to
you so much.
No, not me so much. 1.7%, is that what I saw for Madison?
The second lowest unemployment rate in the nation, my hometown, Madison,
Wow,
Wisconsin.
Well done, Madison. The Milwaukee area at 2.5%, matching the state at 2.5%. Less than the national of 3.5%. Hell, Crudy, that's basically full employment. I don't know if you can get much more employed than we are here in Wisconsin, certainly Madison.
Well, we talked about 14-year-old bartenders yesterday.
Yeah, oh, there's more of that.
We
man.
Could widen the field.
Yeah, let's get down to 10 years old like they do in Kentucky, but you're going to have to stick around for that one.
Dominic, I actually worked kind of hard today.
All right.
At least I left the office. Went over to Congressman Mark Pocan's office. He's in the district, in the second. He's got his office over on Doty Street. You know, now that the world headquarters is downtown, Dayton and State, glorious location.
Yeah, we're not there yet.
Well, we're not broken. I'm there. I was there earlier today, and then I walked over to the Mark Pocan thing. So also, getting my steps.
Yeah, all right.
I felt healthier for going to the press conference.
Don't worry. We'll kill that feeling later.
Well, we will get rid of it. If you're in town... The happy hour indeed. But anyways, went over and saw my friend Mark Pocan, my congressman, our friend. I'll throw you in for good measure. And we're going to bring you some, I won't say exclusive sound, because I was not the only press in the room. Hell, I wasn't even the only civic media press in the room.
Nice.
Terry Bell, our news director, yeah. Was also at the press conference.
All right, working hard, Terry.
And it was funny, we were walking back, and he was like on one side of the street, and I was on the other side. I'm like, don't cross the street.
Don't cross the streams.
No, man, no crossing the streams. Anyways, nice to walk back for part of the walk with Terry as well. We'll give you just the Crudy questions. You know, the most important questions are asked by yours truly.
Of course they are.
Crudy. But let's talk about U.S. Senator Ron Johnson on the very same topic, the debt ceiling. And Rojo's out there backing Kevin McCarthy. Man, if there's ever a podium I wouldn't be betting on, right. It's Speaker Kevin McCarthy, but Ron Johnson calls for the GOP Senate. Well, it's not a GOP Senate. It's a split Senate, but GOP Senate support on McCarthy debt limit bill with default looming. Now, understand, the debt limit is the money we already spent. The decision is whether or not to pay the credit card bill.
All right, we've committed to it. We've incurred it. Now we have to actually cut the check.
Essentially, effectively, we have to raise our debt limit so we can actually cut the check. So we have the ability to fund and pay the expenditures we've already incurred. But now Republicans, they want a pound of flesh, right? Isn't this the way?
Well, and they become something of terrorists. Now, I mean, Donald Trump was president. They raised the debt limit to maybe three times.
Three times.
Under Donald Trump. No questions asked.
Democrat Congress led by Nancy Pelosi.
No issue with the, $2 trillion plus tax cuts for the wealthy. No,
oh, he was
fine.
Blowing them up.
That was fine. No big deal. All of a sudden now. Now it's a problem. I mean, don't we have to go through the budgetary process? That's when it's appropriate to discuss what and how we prioritize and spend our money.
Hey,
not
man,
after it's already been passed.
Don't steal Mark Polkan's thunder. He's on the Appropriations Committee. He certainly understands this at least as well as you, sir. And a little bit better, maybe, Ron Johnson. U.S. Senator Ron Johnson. Here is what's being reported. U.S. Senator Ron Johnson on Tuesday called a House Republican bill to cut spending and raise the country's debt ceiling eminently reasonable. Now, others called it terrorist, as he and other Senate conservatives plan to push their conference to get behind the measure that has little future in their chamber.
I'm sorry if I don't appreciate and respect Senator Johnson's judgment. You know, the hydroxychloroquine guy, the ivermectin guy, that's the guy?
The January 6th
right.
Fake elector handoff guy?
This is the man who says, hey, this is reasonable. Blackmail is reasonable.
Johnson and a number of his allies, including GOP U.S. Senator Rick Scott of Florida. It's always Skeletor Scott, right? He's always down. Ted Cruz of Texas, Mike Lee of Utah, and they will urge their Senate Republican colleagues to present a unified front of support for Speaker Kevin McCarthy's debt limit measure. The Osh Vegas Republicans office said they plan to hold a press conference today. What the House conservatives did, what the House passed, is an eminently reasonable package, Johnson told the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel at the U.S. Capitol on Tuesday, and it's almost a bare minimum of what we should expect if we're going to increase the debt ceiling and further mortgage our kids' future. Well, Ron, I'm pretty sure you don't have a mortgage. If you have three private jets in the family and a place in Florida, you aren't sitting on mortgage on your grandkids or your kids' future. You ain't worried about your kids, Ron.
They'll be just fine, Crudy. Again, from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, Johnson, in the months before the House last week passed the measure, joined meetings hosted by Scott with members of the far-right House Freedom Caucus to discuss sweeping spending rollbacks in exchange for raising the country's borrowing cap. Many of the faction's measures made it into the House passed bill, highlighting the group's influence in a divided government in which House Republicans have a slim majority. Here's what Johnson said. I give House conservatives the lion's share of the credit of bringing that all together. An awful lot of compromises were made to force the bill through the House. Still, the measure has no future in the Senate and comes as Congress stares down a potential default that could occur as early as June 1st. June 1st! According to Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen, Democrats are united in opposition to McCarthy's bill that would undo some of their landmark accomplishments passed during the last Congress and have described the bill as a hard right ransom note that pushes the country closer to default. Now, here's the thing. I mean, this budget passed, right? I mean, this is a budget that was passed. Lots of budgets have been passed. A lot of this debt was incurred because of what? The former guy.
Trump.
And all of a sudden now,
Trump.
Oh, our children's future. I mean, this is what the budget was. If you have an issue with it, you have the House. Now you can change the budget, in negotiations next time.
Now, Dominic, let's not forget our former friend of the show, Ron Johnson, came down to our former Brady Street studios and bragged about the Trump tax cuts and the fact that he had held out for specific additional tax cuts for designated S-Corps, which are primarily small companies, and that's the way he was represented. Crudy, well, I did this for us!
Numerically, certainly. But, you know, there's a lot of rich people that have LLCs and S-Corps.
Well, I don't fall in that category. I was a designated S-Corp, but not rich guy. Not Ron Johnson rich, not Diane Hendricks rich, not Dick Uihlein rich. Now, we talked about him funding some malfeasance going on, some interference in Ohio constitutional stuff going on right now.
Yep.
But Dick Uihlein and the widow Hendricks, if I recall correctly, Dom, and sometimes my memory is faulty, but usually it's yours, but they gave Ron Johnson $21 million on a 2018 tax year, a single year return for those two families, a savings of over $210 million. Passed 10% back to the U.S. Senator.
I mean, it's like a finder's fee. That's just how you do it, man. If I bring you a bag of money, shouldn't I get a piece of it, Crudy?
But the designated S, the savings, like a third of the taxation cut off. And understanding, most small business owners already have certain means to sort of declare their income and take certain expenses that others have to pay out of their own, you know, let's say net income.
It's a write-off, Jerry.
It is a write-off, Jerry. Hell, corporate jets are write-offs.
Thank you, Ron Johnson.
Ask Ron. So when he talks about, you know, mortgaging his grandchildren's future, he was the agent of mortgaging his grandchildren's future through the very specific additional cuts he shepherded through this for his very wealthy donor
friends. Could you suggest, would you say, Curdy, that those additional cuts, that those measures endorsed by, passed by Ron Johnson and the Republicans have contributed greatly to this current national debt?
Well, the national debt's over $30 trillion, and it's only contributed like $2
trillion. Oh, $2 trillion. Okay. All right. So
1/15 of the national debt?
That's a big chunk, man. That's a big chunk.
Well, the national debt took 250-ish years to accumulate, and the last $2 trillion came in one tax cut, thanks to Donald Trump, and of course, Ron Johnson.
I'd have to Google it, but I'm thinking about half of that came under Trump, or like 30% of it. Like a big chunk.
The total debt?
Yes.
When you talk about some of the American Rescue Plan and some of the COVID relief stuff at the very end. But I'm talking about the specific legislative piece that Trump tax cuts created a $2 trillion deficit.
In and of itself.
Relative to $30 trillion in the whole history of our nation.
Yeah. But he was fine with that. Ron was fine with that.
Well, yeah.
He did it for you. He did it for me. He did it for us.
All the small business owners, Tom.
Yes. Thank you, Ron.
Thank you, Ron. Rather than listen to reason, Speaker McCarthy has came to extremist. That's what Chuck Schumer told reporters Tuesday by passing the Default on America Act.
Oh, damn.
He's handed the keys over to the House Freedom Caucus, who are more than happy to let the U.S. default if they don't get every last cut and every last unrelated hard right policy that they want. Things like, you know, cutting the student debt relief. That cannot happen, according to the Republican plan. That's not even a legislative piece. That's still hung up in the courts, and they're going to preemptively stick it to the college kids and say, pay all your debts, eat all your broccoli, suck it, you college kids.
And we're going to make it harder for you all to vote, by the way.
Well, why would you vote Republican? Have you seen how they govern? Come back with us. We are the Devil's Advocates. Dom joins me in the Solidarity Realty Studios, Madison. Stick around. Join us, 844-967-2789.
We're all familiar with the three whats. What is it? What can it do for me? And what does it cost? At Country Financial, we can help you find the answers with insurance coverage to help protect what's most important to you, all at a price you can afford. So while you're juggling work and kids while trying to keep an eye on your future, we'll make sure we're one of the first ones there when you need us most. What should you do next? Call Matthew Holbrook, your Country Financial representative at 414-332-2137 and chat about your insurance needs today. 414-332-2137.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
The Devil's Advocates, the fix for political junkies everywhere.
You recall the Capitol insurrection. A post ABC News poll showed 54% said Trump should be criminally charged for inciting the riot. That's like a litany of criminal allegations against the former president. You can say it's all partisanship and a witch hunt, but there wasn't one credible accusation against Obama during his entire 8-year term. So how Republicans just ignore all the evidence? I mean, he was perpetrating a coup on multiple levels.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
Weather brought to you by Freshfin, bringing you a fresh and healthy fast casual experience. Seafood, chicken, pork, or tofu. The bowl options at Freshfin are endless. Check them out at the corners of Brookfield, Bayshore Mall, East Side, and Third Ward, or online at freshfin.com.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Partly cloudy overnight with lows around 36. South winds around 5 miles an hour. Mainly clear tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 66. Chance for scattered rain showers tomorrow night, lows level off around 47, overcast skies. Upper 60s Friday, mid-60s by Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Hite. Currently, it's 43 degrees.
When they go low, we get high. The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. You can always join, offer your opinion, your thoughts here on the phones at 844-967-2789. But you better bring your own pen, Crudy.
I brought my pencil. Give me something to write on. Dominic, I left the office today. I went on a little field trip. I'm glad you went on one. I'm glad you've joined me here in Madison. Man. You should have come earlier in the day, though, because I went and saw my congressman, our friend, Mark Pocan, went to his office, his congressional district office, and Mark gave some prepared remarks. And then, you know, we, the assembled press, and yours truly, we peppered him with some questions. And I want to bring you, of course, the Crudy questions.
Well, of course, those are the most important questions.
Yes, to my assessment. Mark Pocan, the topic of the day, the debt ceiling. And the possible, collapse of the U.S. economy if these terrorist Republicans get their way. Well, I asked my congressman, I asked him a couple things. One, should the president even be negotiating with these terrorists? And the other one, Mark wanted to be very clear that, you know, the Democrats have a plan. The Democrats actually have a plan that they're going to enact anytime after May 16th. I didn't really get to the whole point of why it's May 16th, but he does do a fine job explaining, and the congressman, far more eloquent on this topic than I. But here he is, my congressman. I asked the question, he gives the fine response. A little bit longer, indulge us. Congressman Mark Pocan, earlier today from his office. Play it, Ebon.
Mark, are you expecting a debt ceiling default?
I'm hoping that at the end of the day, there are plenty of Senate Republicans maybe who said we can't do this, and there are House Republicans who privately have said this to Democratic leadership, which is why we have this vehicle of a way to do it through a discharge petition. Let me explain that what that is. The party in charge puts whatever is on the floor we're going to vote on. We don't, as the minority party, have the ability to do that, except for a discharge petition. And there was something introduced early in the year by Mark DeSalle of California that is a vehicle that can be completely subbed out with the language to lift the debt ceiling. And it is available to be voted on as early as May 16th. So if we get 5 Republicans to join every Democrat in signing that discharge petition, we can force the vote on the floor. So I'm hoping that that's possible, but already Marjorie Taylor Greene, America's favorite Republican, has said that anyone who signs that will be signing the end of their career in a Republican primary. So we'll see. That's where, again, responsible voices in the Republican Party have to speak out. But right now, we're not hearing any of those spoken aloud. But privately, people are concerned. My guess is you're going to see Wall Street put more pressure on Republicans soon because of the very real ramifications of this. But, you know, I just think Congress doesn't help ourselves when we do everything at the very last minute. But I've watched this happen a few other times. So Normally, I would say we wouldn't because it would be completely illogical and terrible for us to do it. If you ever go to work with people like Marjorie Taylor Greene and Lauren Boebert, you might answer it differently. So I can't give you that certainty unless I'm going to be an advocate for it. And that includes some Wisconsin Republicans. I mean, we have a good overall relationship, but this kind of stuff, I'm not going to let them destroy the economy because they're afraid of Marjorie Taylor Greene. You know, this is a time for them to show that spine that they have in their backs and stand up and do the right thing. And right now, I'm not seeing it.
Will they do the right thing, Don? Will there be five Republicans of conscience, a discharge petition? You got the vessel. You got the means. You can end the terrorism. In hell, Republicans still get their pound of flesh when it comes time to pass a budget, because you still have to do that. But we don't throw our financial system and the American people and the full faith and credit of the United States into default, let's say, Dom.
Just because they have the advantage, just because this is the only tool that they have right now, this is what they want to club the American people with. I mean, come on, you're going to
discharge petition,
Social Security payments. You know what I mean? There's going to be an impact.
If necessary.
Yeah, this is what I'm saying. Good luck explaining that to the old folks, Republicans.
So, well, they'll blame it on Biden.
Well, you can blame it on whoever you want. I mean,
we passed a piece of legislation.
No, I understand, but
that's the whole point.
I'm also, again, in many respects, like the Office of Legal Counsel's recommendation that a sitting president cannot be indicted or charged with a crime. I think that's BS. I think it needs to be tested, just like the debt ceiling. When you pass the budget, that's the bill. You throw this other thing in there for this. To cause this to happen for leverage at a future date, I just think that whole thing is a bunch of bunk, and it needs to be tested if need be. But at I do believe there will be Republicans in Biden districts that would come across and vote for the discharge petition on May 16th.
Tested how? You took the LSATs a couple times. You were tested, Dom.
Yeah.
Did you pass that test?
I pass every test every time.
But...
But what?
You know, okay. The passing of the test in this case, Dom, would be not defaulting, right?
Correct.
That's governance. That's what governance.
That's what they did for Obama. That's what they did with, you know, Trump. And this is what they've done. You do it. If there was an issue, why didn't you deal with it under Trump? Oh, yeah, because this is purely a political issue.
I think there's time. The other question of Pocan: should the president even be negotiating with these terrorists, McCarthy and Incorporated, played for the people? My question, Pocan's answer.
Is it even prudent for the president to negotiate with McCarthy on this topic? Should we negotiate on the debt ceiling ever?
Well, you have the conversation, but we've never done what they're doing right now, which is kind of trying to do extortion or chicken or whatever you want to call that they're doing. And that's what's dangerous, right? You know, if they really believe that we spend too much as a country, put it on paper, the budget. They gotta, like, we're coming into the season.
Right.
This month, we are marking bills up. They have to have something on paper, or we can't mark them up. So the problem is, I just don't think they can agree as a caucus what to put on paper. That's not my problem. That's not the country's problem. That's an internal problem when you give away all your power as speaker in order to have a business card that says you're the speaker.
Thank you, Congressman Pocan, for your candor today. You always get that from Mark.
Yes, certainly.
They also asked, well, we're short on time. We'll come back and I'll tell you what else Mark spoke about and perhaps take your phone calls. 844-96-PARTY. It's a party up in here.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Big Bend to Menominee Falls. Always streaming at WAUKradio.com.
CBS News Brief. A man accused of killing five people in Cleveland, Texas, is charged with five counts of murder. CBS's Janet Shamley and reports his wife also is charged.
We've learned that the suspect was trying to escape to Mexico. At his wife's arraignment, she admitted delivering a message from him to cousins who live in this area asking for their help to get there. but they refused.
Police in Georgia have arrested a suspect wanted for killing one woman and wounding four others in an Atlanta medical office. Deputy Police Chief Charles Hampton.
He went to a Shell gas station where he commandeered a vehicle. That car was pickup truck was left running unattended. And he took that vehicle.
Teachers in Oakland, California are on strike. And this parent is not surprised.
They already don't get paid enough. And it's like, you know, where are they supposed to get the money from? We're all struggling. Yeah, so you would think the district would come to some type of solution.
34,000 children attend the Oakland Public Schools. CBS News Brief. I'm Lindy Kenyon.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Monday morning at 8, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday morning at 8 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article on the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Devil's Advocates.
Now, we've met Ted Cruz more than once.
He has very slippery hands.
And once in Ishiwaka, Indiana.
He was so desperate. He literally walked into this diner with families eating and shook every single person's hand, whether they wanted him to or not. And some of the kids are like, what, Bobby?
He was invading lots of bubbles. Bobby, make the greasy man go away. I can smell the desperation, Mommy.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha. Live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at thericksmithshow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
What is dedication?
People ask, how your children learn how to ride a bike and you didn't. I just created an environment where they taught themselves and all I had to do was be there.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Hump Day Edition. Dom here, where he should be with me in studio. Great to see you, buddy.
Yeah, man, you too.
And we'll take your calls as well. Make time for our fair audience at 844-967-2789. The debt default that will come. It wasn't so much a question for my congressman as a prediction by yours truly. I think the Republicans will default. I think they will force our nation into a debt default just to see if they can. And then they'll blame all the negative ramifications over on the Foxy News and right-wing talk radio. Well, it's Joe Biden's fault. He didn't negotiate with the terrorists. They offered him a terrorist manifesto. Why wouldn't he negotiate with the terrorists? that's the way it'll play. Of course, they won't self-characterize the terrorist. They'll say, you know, we're the prudent ones. We're the fiscal hawks.
The hard right ransom note.
The hard right
ransom if they're, note. Then, if that would be the case, then why did we pass the last budget? Why, if they're the fiscal hawks, why did they agree to raise it three times under Trump without any strings attached?
Because Democrats govern.
Ah, okay, okay.
They're in it for the governance. You know, sometimes to a fault. We will see. But we've got some sound, not just from Mark Polkin. Oh, the other thing, Mark Polkin was asked,
yep,
who do you see running against Tammy Baldwin? And he kind of giggled, you know, and so he threw out Tom Tiffany,
oh, God,
current congressman. Uh-huh. Tom's bought a couple of URLs. And he said, you know, I think effectively I made Tom's announcement to a couple of his congressional colleagues because I asked a couple of the Republicans in the Wisconsin congressional delegation, and they didn't realize that he was thinking about running. But effectively, Mark said, I don't see any A-tier or B-tier candidates running, but maybe Tom Tiffany will.
Like I said, no A-tier or B-tier.
Yeah, right? I think you read between the lines there. But let's get back to the debt ceiling. We've got other sound on this topic. Senator Chuck Schumer, and we've got Mitch McConnell. Now, who do you think Mitch is going to blame it on?
Well, it's, of course, it's the Dems.
It's Biden's fault, of course. They're being unreasonable.
Well, and I get that, all right? But do you think that it flies? Do you think if you see all the lies and BS that we have been fed by the GOP megas, that oh, this is all Biden's fault, when they could just sit there and say, yes, we're going to do the same thing you did with Trump. We're going to do a clean debt ceiling, and we'll work on the budget with the appropriations with Mark Polkan. Does it start to lose its impact when you realize they're just all full of it, man? They are just supremely full of crap. It loses the impact. You know, if you cry wolf too many times, it starts losing the impact. And all the GOP, all they do, all the fear-mongering and racism and white nationalism, white Christian nationalism that they push out, it's the lies and misinformation over and over and over again. Oh, you know, this is all Biden's fault. Well, you could, as a Congress, just raise the debt ceiling, just like you did last time under Trump, three times. Why is it a problem now? How do they overcome that?
They don't exactly tell the truth, Tom.
Well,
they're not exactly in it for
actual
transparency, of course. And they've got an entire media network in Fox News that will support their alternative reality.
But they're a little diminished, man. This is what I'm saying. Every day that goes by, Fox News gets more and more diminished. I mean, we'll get to Tucker Carlson later. But what is going on? Yes, absolutely. What's going on in the right-wing media circles is a lack of credibility, a lack of character, and a lack of courage. And that stuff, you can wash it over a little bit, but that's a stink that you cannot get off of you just by saying, well, we have courage and we're credible. We're fair and balanced. You have to be it. You can't just say it. But they're not it.
Okay, you can say that, Dom, but that doesn't mean they're not going to walk us off this cliff. That doesn't mean that Kevin McCarthy and Marjorie Taylor Greene aren't going to be Thelma and Louise,
sure,
with the U.S. economy.
Yeah.
And it may have little or no credibility when they try to blame it on Joe Biden, but hell, that's exactly what they're going to do. Mitch McConnell and his sound today is doing exactly that. We'll get to you guys, you fine listeners and callers, at 844-967-2789. Ebone, before we screen them, let's start with Senator Mitch McConnell. Cut number five, if we could.
No presidential leadership.
There has been a total absence of presidential leadership. President Biden has simply been MIA.
MIA.
He's made his position very clear. Just like with Trump, raise it with no strings attached. How is that a problem, Senator?
Mitch McConnell, a crisis weeks away. Cut six.
Months of inaction from President Biden have left our nation drifting toward economic disaster.
You know, it's like a 45 record that you're playing at 33. I mean, I feel like we're not playing this at full speed somehow.
You know, he fell on him. Didn't he hurt his hip or something? Might be on those pain pills, a little thick tongue. Just hard to say.
Cut number seven, if you would. Minority Leader Senator Mitch McConnell slamming Biden because that's what they do.
His own administration says our nation is only weeks away from a debt crisis.
Was that number seven?
Okay, let's play number eight.
Months of inaction from President Biden have left our nation drifting toward economic. There has been a total absence of presidential leadership.
I think we've heard all these, apparently, we're playing the same bites over and over again. To know.
If you say it twice, it must be true. Let's hear what Senator Chuck Schumer had to say on the very same issue. Ebo, let's do cut number one, please.
If President Reagan were around today, he might well be exiled by a modern Republican Party that in many ways seems dead set on abandoning that special responsibility never to default.
Don't tell that to Scott Walker at the Reagan Ranch, man. He's got a problem with that. Chuck Schumer talking about the debt ceiling. More on Reagan. Cut two, please.
If President Reagan were around today, he might well be exiled by a modern Republican Party that in many ways seems dead set on abandoning that special responsibility never to default.
Well, it seems like I'm hearing things twice. Let's get to cut number three, catastrophe.
We have less than a month to go until we hit June 1st. Every day wasted is another day closer to catastrophe. At stake is the well-being of families, retirees, veterans, kids, the very stability of our economy.
You put it like that, it sounds like a big deal. Final cut, Senator Chuck Schumer on the blame game.
By ramming the Default on America Act through the House, totally partisan, knowing full well this bill can never become law, Speaker McCarthy and the hard right have made the odds of default go up.
The odds of default go up. They'll go up right until they default, because they're going to default.
That's your position?
Yes.
You taking that action?
I'd take your action.
Okay, I say we will not default.
And what gives you any confidence that that would be the case?
I just think it'd be too much of a shock to the system. There will be a couple of solutions. Because, of course, Biden's not going to sign this legislation. That's not going to happen.
No.
Right? It's not going to pass the Senate. That's not happening. So we have the
discharge petition.
May 15th. Do we have five?
May 16th.
May 16th. Five Republicans in Biden areas that might go along with it because it is good governance? Perhaps. I haven't identified them. I don't know. But five. All you need is five. All you need are five.
You should be able to get five out of the six Republicans in the state of Wisconsin, setting aside Grothman, perhaps. You should be able to get Stile, Gallagher, even Tiffany should be down
well,
for
Well, remember
this.
The threats from Marjorie Taylor Greene. So that the other thing, the printing the $1 trillion coin thing, it seems I'm not clear on that. The challenge, you know, the whole thing of passing a budget and then, you know, pushing that budget up against the debt ceiling. There's an article in the New York Times we posted on the Facebook page yesterday about whether or not is that constitutional? Should that be tested? Perhaps it should be. Why would you, as a person, as a country, as an entity, pass a budget and then have an artificial limit upon the debt and how much debt you can issue? You know what I'm saying? Those things don't quite go together in my mind. The budget should be the presiding major thing. And, of course, the Constitution says that we cannot default. So, you know, you throw up a statutory rule against a constitutional rule, I think the Constitution wins out.
You and what army, right?
You asked me, that's what I'm saying. Now, are the odds there? Certainly. But history has shown that, you know, we've avoided these things. There's some standby, the discharge position. There's some efforts being made. I don't think we'll get there.
I'll put a caveat on taking your action.
Well, no caveats, man. Here,
I can set any cap. We haven't established. We didn't shake hands.
It's 2-1? What are you telling me? What's the money line, Crudy?
The money line? We're going to default. If, and only if, there are not five Republicans of conscience, and I'm willing to take that action. In this Congress, the same party in unison voted on the ransom note. Every Republican voted to get behind the ransom note. And I get it. They were being whipped by Scalise and McCarthy, doesn't matter what we pass, we just have to show uniformity and pass something so we can go make the claim that it's Joe Biden's fault. He won't come to the table with us, you know, the ruling party, by virtue of our 5-vote majority in the Congress.
On debt that was issued under Donald Trump.
But come May 16th, if the Democrats' actions, if we can't circumvent the Scalises and the Growthmans and those that would clamor for this default, if you can't five Republicans of conscience, man, then I'll take your action all day. May 17th,
well, that's
the window's open.
Come on.
The odds may have changed, but the window's open.
You've got to take that action now. You don't know who's going to get injured prior to the game. That's why the line's what the line's at. You taking it or not?
We'll see where the line's at game day. Game day in this case, May 17th. That would give us 2 weeks to default, and then I'll take all your action. 844-967-2789. Kurt from Madison. Taking whatever you got.
Hey, Kurt.
Lay it on us, fella.
Lock of the week, Kurt. What do you got?
Somebody better put an Energizer bunny battery in the back of McConnell's head before he falls over and cracks it open again.
I mean, he really does sound like he's down on, like when you had the video game when you were a kid, but you were down on the last licks of the battery. You know, you could put the 9-volt on your tongue and not even give yourself a shock. And like the toy or whatever, it would maybe move, but it wouldn't have the G.I. Joe Kung Fu grip sort of thing going on. And I know G.I. Joe's didn't take 9 volts, but yeah, Kurt, something's slow with that guy. Worse than Dom.
So here, yeah. Well,
thanks, Kurt.
that was just a involuntary reflex laugh. Anyway, let's just, you know, look at this for what it is. McCarthy is dumb as a box of rocks. This is McConnell hand up his buttocks. And this nonsense started with Newt Gingrich, and then McConnell perfected it. We have been Charlie Brown for God knows how many cycles now, and I'm fed up of being Charlie Brown. Let's, instead of kicking the ball, let's assume McConnell's holding it is Lucy, let's kick her freaking head off. So let's bring this
rhetorically speaking.
Speaking, of course, yes. But I say, you know, what's the line that one woman says in the movie? You want to get nuts? Let's get nuts. I say, bring it on. Don't blink. Look McCarthy right in the face and say, this is going to take me here to us, but it's going to take you guys down permanently. Everybody who will suffer from this will damage this country so far beyond reckoning. There will be no return point.
Yeah, unfortunately, Kurt, short on time. I don't think we can allow this harm to happen to the American people if it can be avoided. And I'm not clear that it can be avoided. Not with the current dichotomy of the U.S. Congress and Kevin McCarthy in charge. Discharge, petition, or bust, baby. Come back. More devils. More of your calls. 844-96-PARTY.
Oh, hell, let's just do what we always do. Hijack some nuclear weapons and hold the world hostage.
All I want to do is be able to watch.
Welcome to Mount Pleasant in Racine County, your next vacation and business destination. Just 30 miles south of Milwaukee and 60 miles north of Chicago, Mount Pleasant offers scenic parks, an outstanding hiking and biking trail system, and plenty of dining, entertainment, and shopping options. But Mount Pleasant also offers endless opportunities for economic growth, making it the perfect place to establish your company. Help celebrate the 6th season grand opening of the Franksville Craft Beer Garden on May 19th. Log on, enjoymtpleasant.org.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Monday morning at 8, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday morning at 8 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Partly cloudy overnight with lows around 38. Winds out of the south, 5 to 10 miles an hour. High of 69 tomorrow, mainly sunny skies and calm. Slight chance for scattered rain showers tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 49. Cloudy skies expected. Chance for scattered rain showers Friday and Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 43 degrees.
You made a fool of me.
The devil's advocates may not agree on much, but funny is funny.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Join us on the lines, 844-967-2789. Talking a little debt ceiling, talk about national debt. Crudy found a Washington Post piece from January of 2021. According to the Post, the national debt rose almost $7.8 trillion during Trump's 4 years in office. In a March 6, 2016 interview, Trump said he could pay down the national debt, which was about $19 trillion at the time, over a period of 8 years by renegotiating trade and spurring economic growth. And then it grew by $7.8 trillion under the Republican president.
Well, I would say only $2 trillion-ish is attributable directly to the Trump-Ron Johnson tax cuts.
Whatever, man. It's
like 25% of the new debt.
If you're in the office, like you get 25. The credit and you get the blame. You know how it works, man. Did he sign those budgets?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
844-967-2789. That's why I never sign anything. Yeah. Andrew from D-Town. How you doing, man?
Hey, Andrew.
Hey, Dom. You know I love you guys, but Dom, I've got to agree with Crudy today. We've got to pull down our shorts on the backside, show them our nice, shiny. That's not in the Constitution, originalism. The debt ceiling is not in the Constitution. The Constitution says we will not default. And Biden needs to be strong on that and say to the Supreme Court, if we go there, you have no police. You have no army. Now you enforce the law. I have enforced mine.
I like it, man. Sort of a, what do they call that, a Mexican standoff, Andrew?
Absolutely. But there is no standoff. We have the Constitution on our side.
Yeah, that's a great point. I love it. The originalism, Andrew, right? They're all originalists, right? They should have no problem upholding the Constitution. Thanks for the call, man.
Solutions. We're being offered solutions. And more importantly, today, Andrew agrees with Crudy. 844-967-2789. I don't even care why he likes my proposition. I actually thought he was agreeing with you, but he said he agreed with me, so I like him even better. Tom from McFarland. Like Crudy best.
Hey, Tom.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. And, you know, Crudy, I'm going to have to go with you. We're going into default. I think, Dom, the challenge that you are experiencing is you are seeing the Republican Party of yesteryear. You're not seeing the Republican Party of the echo chamber that they are today. And on Fox News, all you're hearing is how this is a winning issue for the Republicans. And if it's a default, it's not going to be that bad, and we can minimize the damage, and we can put it all onto the Democrats, et cetera, et cetera. In fact, the Freedom Caucus, they've gone on record as saying that if we do default, that we're overblowing what the damage is going to be, that this is going to be absolutely nothing. It's a nothing burger as far as they are concerned. McCarthy knows that if there's any kind of agreement that doesn't include spending cuts, his speakership is over. He has a vested interest to make sure that whatever it is that's going to happen has to be spending cuts. And if there are no spending cuts, he'll never go on board with it.
Tom,
so
let me
happily lead us right off that cliff.
Tom, let me throw you another accelerant. I'm throwing more gasoline on the fire. Here is why these Republicans would look forward to being Thelma and Louise with the full faith and credit of the United States, because they can personally raise money on it. They'll get their sheeple to send them donations because they're fighting for your grandkids in the future. Send me money.
You got it.
So you don't have to send it to the government.
So that's exactly why we're going into default. They already probably have the ads written.
Can't wait till the tweet's in. Tom, appreciate you. 844-967-2789. Governance by Twitter and Grift. How much money can we fundraise? And who can we, you know, inspire to cry those liberal tears they feed?
You know, these Republicans, they have parents that are on Social Security, right? They have constituents that are on Social Security. You know, if you stop playing Social Security, people get, you know, it's going to be
a little of their pain for Marjorie Taylor Greene's game.
Of course, federal employees, veterans benefits. What about the veterans? How's that going to look? They don't like the veterans? Oh, come on, right? This is the Republican Party, right? Stand for the flag and kneel for the cross. What, you're going to not pay the veterans' benefits? Financial markets. Moody Analytics saying a default could wipe out $12 trillion in household wealth. There are real-life repercussions to this. And, you know, good luck trying to raise money when your constituents just lost $12 trillion.
Well, no single constituent will have lost $12 trillion. Maybe Jeff Bezos, but the rest of us, you know, we'll lose it in, you know, half a life savings at a time, Dom. 844-967-2789 against my better judgment. CJ, y'all down for a default?
Hey, CJ.
Hey there, guys. Well, I hope you'll give me a few seconds here. Fact, every man, woman, and child right now owes the government. Your grandchild, Trudy, already owes the government $92,000.
That's why I'm having 100 grandkids, so we can split it up and each owe them $9,000.
So CJ, hang on. Now, I appreciate that. You made a point. Let me respond. No, I get it. You did the math. I appreciate that. Let me do some math for you. $7.8 trillion of that debt came under Donald Trump, under the Republican governance of Donald Trump. Donald Trump signed the tax cut. Donald Trump signed the budget, CJ. $7.8 trillion of that happened under Donald Trump. Where were you then?
During the pandemic, Dom.
Yes. What's your point? Listen, no, address it. So what?
Okay, Pocan and the Democrats want to keep the spending at the pandemic levels. McCarthy's plan does raise the debt ceiling. Let's talk some facts about McCarthy's plan instead of just badmouthing.
It also cuts the vets' benefits.
So it's down to the 2022 levels, and that's when the budget is discussed. But the mere fact that the president says he's not going to negotiate.
Why would you negotiate with terrorists, CJ? Raise the debt limit, and I'm more than willing to have all these debates through the budgetary process.
McCarthy's plan does, right?
No. McCarthy's plan
raises
the debt ceiling only with a pound of flesh, only with a poison pill. And you know that, and he knows that. Here's the deal. Raise the debt limit on the money we already spent, dude. Don't default. And then let's have these squabbles. Let's have these arguments. Let's talk policy, dude, because I'll argue policy with you and all your ilk, CJ, all day long, and we can talk about our priorities.
Spokane isn't talking policy. He's talking political points of view and the promise to keep it with the press that this is all due to Trump. Well, the spending happened also underneath Biden. And you know what? Your kids.
And every president back to Washington, and now the bill is due, and you don't want to pay it, CJ. Pay your freaking bill, man.
No, McCarthy's bill raises the debt ceiling. It pays the bill.
As long as we cut the vets' benefits. As long as we cut the discretionary spending. As long as, if you get your way, we go to pre-pandemic levels. Well, you've talked about inflation quite a bit, CJ. Are we supposed to ignore the last 5 years of inflation, dude? That's what your thought process would do. If you want to fight about future spending, let's do that. Hour two is next. It's a happier, happy hour, and you are not a part of it, CJ, but you can listen.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
The Devil's Advocates radio show, the last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now for your crudités at 844-967-2789.
I thought they were crudy takes.
Crudies takes.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.